from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Kalka reporting. An American icon is deathly ill. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate who lost to Barack Obama in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. Jeff Flake is the junior United States senator from McCain's state of Arizona.
In my conversations with John, since the surgery, have been great. He wants to talk about what's going on and what he's going to do when he gets back here.
It was just a few weeks ago that Senator McCain appeared at a hearing for the recently fired FBI Director James Comey when he asked a long, rambling question that raised more than a few eyebrows and came under some criticism.
In the case of Hillary Clinton, you made the statement that there wasn't sufficient evidence to bring a suit against her, although it had been very careless in their behavior.
Unknown to all at that point was, in all likelihood, a man already struggling. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He and First Lady Melania Trump sent their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family. This is VOA News. Saudi state-run media is reporting that police in Saudi Arabia arrested a prince on Thursday on the order of King Salman after the prince was seen on video appearing to abuse several people. King Salman ordered the arrest and interrogation of Prince Saud bin Abdulaziz bin Musayed bin Saud bin Abdulaziz on Wednesday following a public outcry after the videos were posted on social media. In one video, a man can be seen sitting in a car bleeding while the prince can be heard yelling at the man for parking near his house. In his decree, King Salman called on citizens to report any abuse of power by royals and ordered any associates of the prince seen in the videos to be arrested as well. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops on Thursday in an ambush outside of Damascus. That according to a report from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance on the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush and the death toll is likely to rise. President Trump visited the Pentagon today for a meeting with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and other defense officials. The meeting took place behind closed doors, but was expected to cover troop levels in Afghanistan, as well as the ongoing efforts to defeat Islamic State terrorist group. Now, the president was greeted by Mattis on arriving at the Pentagon, standing beside a banner. Mr. Trump answered a reporter's question about sending additional troops to Afghanistan.
We're going to see, and we're doing very well against ISIS. ISIS is falling fast, very fast. Thank you.
During his Pentagon visit, Mr. Trump was also expected to meet with service members working at the military headquarters. The United States on Wednesday said the number of terrorism incidents in the world declined in 2016 for the second year in a row. State Department said just over 11,000 terrorist attacks took place last year, a 9% drop resulting in more than 25,600 fatalities, a decline of 13%. The acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibrel, said nations are cooperating to prevent such attacks.
The international community strengthened cooperation in a number of areas, including by expanding information sharing related to terrorist identities to prevent terrorist travel, strengthening border and aviation security, and putting increased resources into efforts to counter radicalization to violence and terrorist recruitment.
The U.S. report continued to designate Iran as the chief state sponsor of terrorism. And U.S.-China trade talks ended Wednesday in Washington with no breakthrough and a cancellation of closing news conferences. There was also no joint statement or action plan following the meeting. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.